So there are celestial states, there are spiritual states, and there are natural states that are being opened up here. But don't think of celestial states as being something not accessible to us, because this is talking about the celestial in the natural, the spiritual in the natural, and the natural itself. So it makes reference to those aspects of the ancient church and the most ancient church. But what we are in the experience of is those more interior things and how they manifest at the level of the natural. So we all have experiences of perception, you know, of grasping the whole in a moment or seeing something, you know, an insight. It's not describable. Like, you can't describe these things. As soon as you start describing a perception, you're in the realm of a spiritual state of analysis, if you like. It's something is lost from it. So it's being in that felt sense of the power of the word versus knowing that the word is powerful, but yet having to experience that directly. So I took an early morning walk on a beach before sunrise. And as the sun came up, obviously the landscape begins to become clearer. Colors start to manifest themselves in a way that, you know, whereas previously it was obscure. And this walk was to where a river comes out and meets the sea. And so there are a number of cliffs, and the cliffs were, it's a typical Australian scene, like the red earth and the blueness of the water and the whiteness of the sand. There was all this. And, you know, I was at that moment in the experience. There was no me analyzing the experience. There was just the felt experience. And it struck me at that moment, that's being in correspondence. It's not being in the analysis of anything, because that is very much got me in it. This was just a felt sense of awe and wonder and beauty and all of that. So it was a felt sense of the Lord in that sense. And, you know, that just highlighted that aspect of a maybe something that is akin to perception, because there's an experience of the Lord in the felt sense of it. The other thing about perception is often it is where the whole is grasped all at once. Whereas working with doctrine is taking bits and pieces and trying to bolt them together. It has that chunky kind of feel to it. But an insight is like seeing connections in a moment. And that's more what I would call an aspect of perception. The other thing I would say here is those of the spiritual church. That is reference to person. So again, the text is presenting something. I am that, therefore I can relate. But there's another way of viewing it, in that the spiritual are states, particular states, as are what is celestial. So what we don't want to do is categorize things in such a way that we're locked out of an experience. The whole thing, whether you're talking celestial, spiritual, or natural, you're talking about things working at the level of the natural. Okay, so it's a celestial in the natural. It's the spiritual in the natural. It's the natural. So those are not experiences that we are shut out of at all. The whole thing applies. And there will be times when states of perception are active, like we all have them, and states when it's more kind of a struggle, you know, like, states of perception arise when the Lord is acknowledged as the only life. That's at the core of it. Spiritual states are where I am working, where there is something of myself involved. And natural states are just, yeah, well, we're really familiar with those, right? So everything here relates. That's the point. It all describes the unfolding of the process whereby we are coming to see the Lord as the Word. That's really what it is, because when the Lord is acknowledged to be the Word, then we stand in a very different relationship to the text and what the text offers, so far as our experience of the truths that it offers are just of a much, much higher quality than when we're stuck in the historicals and trying to figure things out. Those are very different states, and I think everybody here has experienced both those sorts of states. So the word itself is the divine proceeding, because it is the divine truth. So that's one way of thinking about it. Then we integrate that into our life. And when we first start out, we're really working at the level of the maternal human, the human taken from the mother, which is the natural ideas of person, place, time, and space. That's the human from the mother. And that cannot save, and it's described as having the base for all the evils and falsities that the Lord has to work against. Now, in us, it's our natural understanding of things that sets up, you know, if you like, the Lord's greatest temptation, because we're so attached to that way of understanding things that those ideas of person, place, time, and space have to be put off. And the way they're put off is that we intellectually acknowledge that, say, the Lord is the Word and that there are deeper things here. So we can acknowledge that intellectually, but still struggle to live from it actually. And that is the spiritual church. The spiritual church can acknowledge truths, but is in the struggle to live from them. And then when the Lord is seen to be divine, that is the glorification of his human. The human is the word of the Lord. Like, that's what his human is. What presents him to our understanding. That is what the human is. And so it's a progression from seeing truths as something being from the Lord to actually seeing them as the Lord. To see truths or the word as the Lord, it becomes good. And so what you have there is this idea that when you view the word naturally, you're in a different relationship to it when you are in a state where you're able to intellectually acknowledge truths, but see them as being from the Lord, to actually seeing that they are the Lord. So those three states, which we fluctuate between all the time in this work, really is what this process is talking about. So when you think about human as being the truth side of things, the divine is the good side of things, and those two things have to come together. So the human from the mother is the word understood literally, as to its letter, or the literal sense dominates the mind, person, place, time, and space. The word recognized to be the Lord, but yet to be lived from, is the spiritual state of engagement with the word. And the being in the lived acknowledgement that the word is the Lord is the celestial element. Those three things in the natural. So it's the natural, the spiritual in the natural, and the celestial in the natural.